Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning on this great and glorious Sunday. We also like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers this morning. And we, go into this spiritual ministry, we like to dedicate this episode to all the fathers and also the ones that are resting in peace. We know that they are in a better place and they are resting, and we will definitely see them again. At this time, we're going to, before we go into our spiritual ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed and praising your name. Praising you, Lord Father, for life, health, and strength, Lord Father. We also, Lord Father, want to thank you for sending an angel to watch over us last night and bright early this morning, Lord Father, touching us, enabling us to open our eyes to see a brand new day. A brand new day, Lord Father, that we've never seen before. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, as we open our eyes, we notice, Lord Father, we had the activities of all our limbs and all our body parts was working in the respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. We was able to go and clothe ourselves for this brand new day. We was able to go and prepare our meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the hospital, Lord Father. Someone may be pressed with an illness at home, Lord Father, but we want to add a mighty healing upon their body this morning. In your name, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, don't only stop there, Lord Father, but stop by the nursing homes, knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. Some dear Lord Father, or elderly, Lord Father, that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. We want to add a mighty healing upon their bodies. And we want to, Lord Father, we want to add an armor of protection around them, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father, but stop by the schools and universities and colleges, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters that are pursuing careers and endeavors. Get them strength, Lord Father, as they go day by day on that endeavor. Lord Father, don't only stop there, Lord Father, but go by the jails and prisons, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. They may have made a bad decision that have put themselves in that facility, but we want to add a mighty mind regulation upon them in a right direction, Lord Father. Let them know that you are the way and the guidance in a right direction. As I pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways. Be an eye and ear for us. Be an armor of protection around us, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by each home individually, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs your guidance and direction, we ask that in your name, Lord Father. Someone, Lord Father, that may have lost a loved one, Lord Father, but give them strength, Lord Father, during their bereavement time. Let them know, Lord Father, that you are too wise to make a mistake. Only you know, Lord Father, when it's our time to take our last breath. Lord Father, as I pray, Lord Father, we pray, Lord Father, for the fathers, Lord Father, on this blessed Father's Day today. We want to thank them for their efforts as they guide their family in the right direction. We ask, Lord Father, that we give them strength, Lord Father. Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you comfort those, Lord Father, that have may have lost a father, Father, and we know, Lord Father, that we know that they are in a better place, and we will definitely see them again when we must travel that same road, Lord Father. And Lord Father, when we enter this brand new week, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you go with us, guide our step, and guide our tongue, Lord Father, that we may speak the right words as we enter this brand new week, Lord Father. And Lord Father, when we will travel the last mile on this earth, when we have sung our last song, and when we have prayed our last prayer, please, Lord Father, give us a home somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat, but somewhere in your midst will be suffice. These blessings of us we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We hope that each song that is about to be played is a blessing upon each and every one of you. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Next song coming up is coming from Shirley Murdoch, and it's entitled, My Father's House.
Shirley Murdoch! Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church say,
let the church say amen. Oh,
People pain. So They come from above and before.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning in to Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 39 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior. We also are celebrating the happy Father's Day today, and we'd like to dedicate this episode to the fathers and also the ones that are resting in heaven. And they are definitely our angels that are watching over us. Next song coming up is coming from the Canton Spirituals, and it's entitled Heavenly Choir.
Sitting down in the woods, and at this church they had a choir there, and they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there, had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Look ahead. Heard the old man spit. And y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on aside. But they went to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Has anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. By the time they recognized whose voice it was, and everybody began to look up toward heaven, and an old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning." And we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't
Jesus, go down. I get ready to write a song,
I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shao Young. Young joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were going. When they turned the hands are loose, the feet were going. It's just a light fire. It's just a light fire. Shut up in the phone. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we've got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up out of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at their whole mule. Walked over to him and said, brother, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much. One of the deacons told him, if you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're gonna put you out of our church. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Wait a minute, don't forget it. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. John said to them, well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, God gave me all that land. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. I'm still able to harvest my own crop. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Listen, Brother Deacon, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm going to shout right here. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old Shawn John. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising him. Yeah. Oh.
Daddy, please. Just before he closed his eyes in death, he began to sing an old song of death.
When I go, the last smile.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening. You're tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 4 minutes after the hour as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior. We also are celebrating Father's Day today. We'd like to dedicate this episode to all the fathers. Great music there coming from the William Brothers, entitled We'll Understand It Better. We're going to continue with the very best in gospel. Next music coming up is coming from Keith Pringle and the Florida Mass Choir. It's entitled, I Just Can't Stop Praising His Name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one day your life may be filled with happiness, and the next day with so much sorrow. You just go to the mirror and take a good look at yourself, and then
could have been me.
Oh, I thank the Lord.
when the doctor shook his head. Can I get me a witness? It could have been me sleeping in my grave, but Jesus stepped right in, y'all, and he made old death behave. And I come to let you know, cause it could have been me. To do it, but I'm glad about it. Oh, I thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Cause it could have been me. Every time I go down on my knees, I have to tell somebody, it could have been me. Sometime I go in the room and fold my arms. Here's what I say. Lord, I thank you right now. Have anybody ever took the time out to say, Lord, I thank you, cause you've been good to me. Lord, you've been so good to me. When I don't have no money in my pocket, I don't let it bother me, because the Lord said he'll work it out for me. I knew he will. Have anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said he'd be a company keeper for you in a lonely hour. If you know he's been good.
About a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and dust you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God is not like I can call you.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I can kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from Dietrich Haddon entitled God Didn't Give Up. We're going to continue with the very best in gospel on this Father's Day morning. Next song coming up is coming from the Georgia Mass Choir featuring Kirk Franklin. It's entitled Joy.
Cause I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Without a sail on, moving ahead. aimlessly tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you, so breathe through me. He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that's a testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Tell you,
that
he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
I did.
He only sees me for who I am. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere.
But Myra, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you. And what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yes, is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
The reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Keep it with you, baby, for me. Hold on.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for the Sunday morning praise with Kel. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. We wish you a happy Father's Day. Have a glorious Sunday. God bless you.